Kenneth Lay has resigned as chairman and chief executive officer of Enron. He'll remain on the board of directors of the bankrupt energy trading company. Lay's resignation was announced late yesterday, hours before Congress prepared to open hearings into the cause and effects of Enron's collapse. This is the first full day of business on Capitol Hill, following a month-long congressional recess. Two committees are holding Enron hearings. They are the first in what's likely to be a long series of hearings by nearly a dozen committees. Today, one panel aims to lay the groundwork for potential policy changes. The other hearing is a face-off over document destruction with a witness who plans to take the Fifth Amendment. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Republican Jim Greenwood chairs the House Energy Oversight Subcommittee, which is holding one of today's hearings. He wants to get to the bottom of document destruction at Arthur Andersen. Andersen audited Enron for over a decade, including the four-year period for which Enron recently restated its earnings.
This investigation is going to rely in large measure upon documentation. And we all need to know early on in this investigation which documents were destroyed and why and by whom, so we have a good handle on what pieces might be missing from the puzzle here.
But Greenwood may not fill in many blanks at today's hearing. One man who knows a lot about the issue is expected to show up as a witness, but is not expected to talk. Former Andersen accountant David Duncan was fired for overseeing a hurried effort to destroy papers and emails related to Enron. His attorneys say he was acting on company advice and he won't testify today unless he's given immunity. Duke law professor Sarah Sun Beal says with so many lawsuits and a criminal investigation pending, it's probably best for Duncan to protect himself by citing the Fifth Amendment. She says he can answer easy questions like name and position.
But as they got closer to the contested events, the relevant events, there's an idea of kind of a chain of evidence, one piece of evidence linked to another. And generally, I think then counsel tries to be pretty conservative, telling you to stop at the first link and assert the privilege at that point.
Allegations of concerted document destruction at Enron came out earlier this week, but Greenwood says his staff hasn't yet checked them out thoroughly enough to explore at today's hearing. On the other side of Capitol Hill, the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee plans to lay the groundwork for policy changes. Leslie Phillips is the committee spokesperson.
The collapse of Enron raised a lot of issues, public policy issues that we want to discuss. For example, the ins and outs of derivatives trading and the energy market and retirement security through 401ks. So what we're doing is just sort of setting up a series of public policy issues that we'll then take a closer look at later down the road.
The committee is expected to hear calls to bar auditors from also selling consulting services to their clients. One witness will propose making credit rating agencies liable for their evaluations of public companies. Yale professor John Langbein is planning to tell the committee that Congress should make it illegal for firms to fill employee pension plans with company stock, like Enron did. He says that makes employees even more dependent on their employers.
It's like going to Monte Carlo and betting everything on number 13 on the roulette wheel. And very often, number 13 doesn't come up, even though you want it to. Wherever an employee has an option to invest away from employer stock, the employee should always elect that option. But that's not going to fix these situations like Enron, where the plan design allows the employer to stuff a lot of employer stock on the pension plan. And there we have to get Congress to change it.
There are already bills proposed that would change employer stock contributions to pension plans, but Congress will hold many more hearings before any laws inspired by Enron's collapse are passed. UCLA political science professor Joel Aberbach says, in part, members of Congress are scheduling a multitude of hearings to prove to constituents they care. But he also says hearings lay vital groundwork for new laws, and who knows what new the public might learn.
Especially in a case like this, where every time one turns around, there's a new piece of information that comes sort of tumbling out, the shredding of documents, the nature of the relationship between Enron and its subsidiaries, the other behaviors by the auditors, the actions of the corporate executives in reassuring the employees that everything was going very well, and at the same time dumping their own stocks. Lord knows what else is likely to come out.
Aberbach notes that unexpected disclosures to Congress changed the course of a very different scandal 30 years ago. Former President Richard Nixon's tapings of his White House conversations were first revealed, almost as an aside, during a Senate hearing. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.
There's more on what went wrong at Enron on the website npr.org.